Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Audacy podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Audacy app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rena's here, as she is every Wednesday, right around this time. She is on, like all of our guests, the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Okay. Hello, Rena. Hope you're fabulous.
Hello.
Dave, explain your point on winter.
I'm tired of it. We were walking back from the bus stop this morning, dropping the 8-year-old off, and the little one looks up at me and big puppy dog eyes says, "Daddy, when do we get to go sledding again, Daddy?" And as we look at the grass and there's almost no snow left, it just hit me that, yeah, I'm tired of this too. As you said, Jed, make a decision. A nice January thaw during a regular winter is fine. If we've already had 2-3 feet of snow and you get a little bit left on the ground, but what good is 30s and 40s? You can't really do much outside anyway. If it's going to be Minnesota, if it's going to be winter, give us some snow to have some fun in, and then we'll get to spring. If we want it to be spring forever, fine. Let's announce that, Minnesota, but figure it out.
What are your thoughts, Rena?
You know, I agree with part of that.
Of course you do.
You knew I couldn't agree with all of anything that Dave ever has to say. I have thoroughly enjoyed the last 2 winters, though. I have. The winter before nearly broke me, and I get sad just thinking about that winter. And if that winter should ever come back again, I will go far, far away.
The winter before, not last winter, but the winter Rena is alluding to, it did break me.
Yep.
That's why I'm not home right now. I'm not going to talk about it a lot, but I'm not home right now. You know, and Brad, trust me. And we've got a good setup, and plenty of it's tied to Quentin's health, too. But I can do it, and I was uncle. I was like, okay, if I can still do the show and get out for a little bit, sure. But obviously I got 50 some of these winters under my belt. And, yes, I would like more snow. I agree with that. There are snow activities I do enjoy. But we had it, what are we now, about 3 weeks past when we had it, when it was just god-awful, where it was just below zero and it was just terrible. And with a traditional winter, you get more of those days. So if we get more days in the 30s than we used to, sign me up, Dave Hergen.
Yeah.
Because we're going to have 47 tomorrow and supposedly very little wind. That's our first day of that all winter. It's not like it's happened every other day. When it was in the low 40s the other day, it was blowing 25 miles per hour. Now, you guys all told me
so
it was
cold.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it was that isn't exactly that balmy. You're not out there in shorts. So I think I've boxed you up, Harrigan. I think I've just toyed with the information you offered up and tossed you aside.
Well, that's completely false because you're a fraud. You just said you love snow. You want more snow, but every day should be 50 degrees.
I didn't say I loved it. I said, if we're going to have winter, I would like to have more snow in the 20s and 30s. I don't want what we had in the winter of, 23, when it was 8,000 feet of snow and it was cold every day.
No, that was an extreme. These last two winters have been an extreme, but I believe it's winter. I look at the calendar. It still looks to me like it's winter. So let's have it be winter if we're in Minnesota. None of this, let's get a little snow, but then we'll melt it away and everything will be gross anyway, so you can't do anything and you're staying home inside anyway. So what's the point?
I don't know. I think if you have some snow and it gets to be this temperature, I agree with you. I do enjoy, if you're going to have winter, having some snow. But again, that winter, two winters ago, made me so sad. Again, I get sad just thinking about how much snow we had and there was nowhere to put it and how many times I had to snowblow or shovel and I just needed a break. I think Mother Nature was like, you know what? I was hard on you, and I'm just going to cut you some slack for a couple of years. But You know she's going to punch us in the face again at some point.
Okay, more text on this topic. In fact, a little bit of what Rena just said there will be reflected in this next text. Which winter? Okay, how about this? What is your ideal winter? What do you want? Harrigan, I think, is telling us, Rena, he wants 10 below every day.
Yep.
And he wants it to snow every day. That's what he wants. That's that's what
I heard. That's a 10 below high, by the way, not your low.
Oh, my gosh.
We prefer, by the way, pot meat kettle. I'm not exactly near Minnesota right now, but pot meat kettle. We would like a little more of this, but both of us agree, a little more snow. Is that fair?
Yes. Perfectly.
We're right. I mean, we know we're right. And we know Dave's wrong, but what do you want to say to the text? 651-461-9226 among the texts. I'm so anxious about not having snow. I know it's coming to just hit us with snow and be done with it. That didn't happen last year, though, Dave, right?
No, it didn't at all.
I like this winter because I've had to walk on ice. I haven't had to walk on icy sidewalks with people who don't take care of, and also the fact they don't shovel driveways. I like this way, although if we could have snow and it wouldn't go on sidewalks, I'd love the snow. There's a lot of people, Rena, who are relying on their neighbors to be in on it, and they're not always in on it. I mean, if you're living in the cities, you better have that partnership. And I still, what do we think? I got my two oldest boys both live in the city. One Minneapolis, one St. Paul. I think it's about 75% of the neighbors buy in. There's plenty of others who don't.
Buy into what?
Buy into the shoveling and making sure their driveway is fine.
Yes, and you have to help your neighbors as well. Because there are plenty of us that have neighbors that either can't or it's hard for them to get out and to do that. So if it's going to snow and you're going to get out there, you also have to be willing to help others.
Give a little breaking news. This has been happening the last 10, 15 minutes or so. The Trump White House has now rescinded the federal aid freeze. They lost in court yesterday and now they're going to try this novel concept. Oh, remember that we have three branches of government and try it through Congress. Let's get to a few more texts here. So the guy who says employees should be required to go back to work downtown, not only works from home, but works out of the state. What a fraud. Now let's try facts. These are really a novel concept. I rarely ever do the show from home. I would say last year I did the show from home 2-3 days, and maybe 5 max. So wrong. And I am out here because the boss trusts me on this, doesn't doubt that the work I'm going to put into it, doesn't doubt that I'm going to have a setup here where it doesn't sound any different. And also, I've never, ever said every worker has to go back. I've said workers and businesses should put in a system pending the jobs. And this is what I've said every bleeping time. depending the jobs where more people are coming back. Do they have to come back 100% of the time? No. No. But when Target says you should come back to work for a week every quarter, to me, that's nothing. Some people take advantage of it. Some people don't. Some people take advantage of it who work here. Some don't. So I want more people to work at a business in businesses where there is more people in various cities. But for me, Rena, there are some jobs where it just doesn't matter. So in those jobs, I'm going to give more latitude. Other jobs, I'm going to say it's not a requirement because I don't want to lose quality workers, but incentivize it and create more of a system where downtowns still matter. Now, where do you think we're going to be in 5-10 years on people working at home versus traditionally where they worked in the office? I don't think it's ever getting back to where it once was. And
I don't know about that.
Do you think it's going to get back to where it was?
I honestly think, and you've been alive just a tiny bit longer than me, but you have witnessed the pendulum swinging so far one way, and then it goes back the other way, and it just keeps happening. This has nothing to do with politics. It just has to do with society, right? We're living with masks and washing down our bananas before we ate them. And now all of a sudden people are like, you know, licking each other. No one cares anymore. It goes so far one way, then it goes back the other. And I think that's just where this was during COVID. We all went home, and like you, I think some people's jobs, it's okay. But for the most part, I think that there is something special and bonding about coming into a building and interacting with other people that are humans. Yep. In person. Now, we have some producers that, you know, they can do their jobs from home more easily than others, like myself or Julie. You know, they don't let us anchor from home like what's happening during COVID. But if a producer needs to start their day at home because they got a sick kid and they got to wait for their mom to come out, who cares? Like, we have to, like you said, allow some grace. We have to allow some space for this because we realize we can do it, but it doesn't mean we should do it. Always.
Where is this place where random people are just licking each other? I may come back. Is that on the web?
Have you never been to Care 11? Have you?
Wow. Dave. No. Dave, you headed to Care 11 late?
When's the next retirement party? I might have to show up.
There you go.
In fact, the texter picked up on the same thing. Wait, where are people licking each other? I feel like I'm missing out.
Sure. Every holiday gathering, every kid in school, they're always licking each other. It's just, my gosh.
Should we have a place?
People don't wear masks anymore, even when they're sick. It's just like, how did we go from literally washing bananas to not caring, showing up to work sick, not wearing a mask? Like, how did we go that far?
But we also have people who are wearing a mask outside on a beautiful day when they're walking by themselves. And you're like, what are you doing? Let's get to a more relevant point, Dave. Do we need to have a licking center? Do we need to have a place where that is an option, Dave Harrigan? Yes or no?
It's a communal spot where anyone who wants to give or receive a good lick can just show up?
Yeah.
You have to make an appointment?
Hey, you take everything and make it dirty, both of y'all.
You said.
You're the one that brought up people are just licking each other out of nowhere. Neither one of us brought that up.
I was being what's the word when you're over exaggerating?
Didn't sound like that to me.
The word exaggerate?
No. didn't sound like it at all. I didn't see it. How did your feature turn out on the music? Because I did see part of the special on Monday night with the music from SNL, and I loved it. Were you happy with how your feature turned out?
You know, SNL did a really great job. I watched that whole darn thing, and I don't sit still for that long for any reason. So I thought they did a really great job. I thought it was fun to talk to some of those guys and to compile that, you know, information. I it's up to the viewers, you know, what they thought of it. But it was fun for me to put together, that's for sure.
Excellent. Always great to chat with you. Don't go to the neighborhood licking center, I guess. Stay healthy.
The licking booth.
And we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Bye, guys.
Rena Sargentopoulos. Check her out on Care 11 later today. And she joins us every Wednesday here on CCO.